At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I see what Josh Wheeler's done here. He's going back in the archives because he knows that we've got an NBA champion on the John Chichicol Baker hotline that played with the Chicago Bulls, none other than Double T Trent Tucker joining us here on the Lake Show. Double T, hearing this music, how's it make you feel?
Well, it brings back some memories, and it lets you know that I've gotten old, you know?
Hey, that's a blessing, man. You know that. That is a blessing. And everybody out there listening, listen. I'm telling you this right now. I don't know exactly Double T's age. I could go on Google and check it out. But the bottom line is, Double T, make sure that he gets that workout in at Lifetime Fitness, and he is fit and in shape, my man.
I can tell you how old I'm. I'm 65, you know?
What?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Bruh, you look great, man. I wish, man, if I could look half as good as you. Man, whatever you eating and you, man, I need all the, I need everything. Whatever, give me some of your blood, bruh. For real. That's crazy, yeah. Man. You taking good, great care of yourself, man, and that's good to see. Hey, before we get into the NBA playoffs and the Wolves, you're a hockey guy. Like, your kids play hockey. You live at ice rinks. The Minnesota Wild, already with 12 minutes left in the first period, are up 2-0 on Vegas. Yes. Man, what you think?
Well, you know, they were able to ride that momentum, I believe, after game number one. They became the aggressor. And I believe this was the matchup they were hoping for. Somehow, some way, they felt like they could play well against the Golden Knights. And so far, over the first three games, they're playing pretty good against this team.
Man, this is awesome to see. So we'll see how things kind of shake out between now and the rest of the show. And definitely once I get off the air, I'll be heading home and watching the rest of the Wild and watching some NBA basketball, which we'll talk about right now with Double T. We'll start with the Wolves, and then we'll get to some of the other series. But the Wolves and Lakers all tied at one game apiece after the first couple of games. I like where the Wolves are at. I didn't expect them to win two consecutive games on the road against the Lakers. I felt like they were going to take one of the two, so they got the split. What did you make of the first two games?
Well, you know, everything you talked about is spot on. And, you know, anytime you are on the road, you need to get a win. And it's either going to be games one, games two, game five, or game seven. So they've gotten that split now. And for them to win the championship, they not win the championship, but win the first round, they know they need to play clean basketball on their home floor. They have put themselves in a good position, you know, to accomplish that goal and move on to the second round, but it's not going to be easy.
No, it's not going to be easy, but I will say this. I don't know what you predicted in the series, but I predicted when it was first announced that it was going to be, that was going to be the matchup, I said Timberwolves in six. What was your prediction?
I agree with you. I think the Wolves have the personnel, you know, to play different ways and can do multiple things on the floor, you know, that can hurt the Lakers in certain situations. And when you look at over the first two games, you know, the Lakers have not scored 100 points in these first two games. And Luka Doncic has been 30-plus points in both of these games. So that tells you right now, if you're able to take that 30-plus points maybe down to 24 to 25, all of a sudden now you find yourself in an even a better position. I would like to see them, you know, when he comes off that pick and roll, double-team him a little bit more and force him to pass the ball to the guy who's setting the screen is a non-offensive player. And if you can – if you can take Luka from 30, 33 down to 25, all of a sudden now you're in the driver's seat.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, Double T. We're talking to Double T Trent Tucker here on the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. The other thing, Double T, about the first couple of games, clearly game one, they could not miss from three. I thought that in game two, quite honestly, I thought the Wolves played poorly. I really think that they did. And it wasn't just because they weren't knocking down three-point shots. I thought defensively they were super sluggish coming out the gate, and I knew that the Lakers are going to be more aggressive, but I think that there are a couple things. Number one, I took away from the fact that even though they played poorly, they lost by nine, and they had chances to cut into the mm-hmm. deficit there in the fourth quarter. And secondly, late in that game, the Lakers were gassed. I think the Lakers fired their best shot.
I agree with you 100%. Like I said, the Wolves can beat them in different ways, and they don't just have to rely on a three-point shot, you know, to help them win this series. The Lakers don't have any rim protectors. And how the Wolves became very successful a year ago against the Phoenix Suns, they drove the ball to the basket. And guys like Naz Reid and Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards and a few other guys, they have the ability to take the ball off the bounce. And don't just start the game out by shooting threes. You know, take the ball strong to hoop. Put the pressure on the Lakers' defense to see if they can defend. And then when you have an opportunity, get out in transition and make them run. Make this a physical game. And I think if it becomes a physical up-and-down-the-floor game, that favors the Wolves.
Yeah. All right. What do you think happens tomorrow night? Well, how do you think things play out in game number three?
I think the Wolves will come out with the right mindset. I agree with you. I thought they played a very immature game in game number two. There were some things that we just can't believe they were doing on both ends of the floor to allow the Lakers to get off to such a good start. I'm hoping that Chris Finch will have them focused in and ready to go right from the start, because tomorrow night is a huge game. It's a game that you don't want to lose, because now you have found a way to gain home court advantage. And it's up to you now to see if you can finish the job off.
Yeah, I think it's the Anthony Edwards game. I think he's going to have a breakout game tomorrow night in game number three. Now, tonight, currently right now, with 3 minutes left in the game, we've got the Knicks are leading the Detroit Pistons. The Knicks are on the road. This is game number three in Detroit, 108-101. This is going to be a very, very tough, I believe it's a tough matchup with the New York Knicks, but I thought that Detroit was going to take advantage of the momentum that they have from winning in game number two. But the Knicks, Karl-Anthony Towns, he got his mind right tonight. He got 29 points and 7 boards.
Well, you know, the Knicks know that they cannot be successful if Karl-Anthony Towns is not consistently on the offensive end. And he wasn't good in game number two. The Pistons were able to take full advantage of that. And he knew that going into New York City, he was going to be one of the main guys along with Jalen Brunson. So the Knicks fans were hoping to have a good season, but they're really ramped up now about playoff basketball. And if you're one of the star players and you can't deliver at playoff time, trust me, you will hear about it.
Now, the second game of the evening is going to be the Oklahoma City Thunder taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. I don't know how you feel about this matchup. I think it's going to be a sweep. I just think that this is a terrible matchup for the Grizzlies. As good as the Grizzlies have been at times during the season, I know that they ended the season poorly and ended up getting their coach fired, but the Thunder are just, they're in another class than the Memphis Grizzlies, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hasn't even played all that great in the first couple of games.
Well, it just shows you how good of a team they have, and they have four or five or six guys who are very good on the defensive end. And when your best player doesn't have to, you know, have to have one of those Superman games in terms of what he does in the offensive end, you know, to get you a 20-point or a 30-point win, that just shows you how deep they are as a team, and they could be very scary for this thing. It's all said and done.
Oklahoma City, they are the number one seed in the West. I believe that the key person that has to continue to elevate their game for them to come out of the West and to battle for an NBA championship is Chet. Who do you think is that X factor guy?
You know, I agree with you 100%. You know, he's the X factor. He's the guy that, at his size, you know, he presents so many different matchup problems. He can shoot the three. He's gotten a little bit stronger. He can post up a little bit more now. He can handle the basketball. He can run the offense. So there are a lot of different things he brings to the table from a positive standpoint. But also, you know, his defense has gotten better as well. He was one of those guys I talked about among the five or six guys who are very good on the defensive end. And if this team continues to, you know, to hit on all cylinders on both ends of the floor, I mean, they could win their first championship.
Nuggets Clippers game three tonight. That series is squared away at tied up at one game apiece. Who do you like in this matchup long term for this series? Who do you think wins?
Well, I think the health of Kawhi Leonard, if he's healthy, he's the best player right now in the playoffs, if he's healthy.
He's been there, yep.
Yeah, he's the best player. I thought for years before he went down with, you know, with the foot injury and San Antonio, and he went to Toronto and won a championship there, then the knees have not been able to hold up. But if he's healthy, I think the Clippers can get by the Nuggets, and if he stays healthy, to me right now, he's the best player in the playoffs.
Let's see on the Eastern side of things. The Celtics, with or without Jason Tatum, there's too much of the Magic. I think that's going to be a sweep.
Yeah, I agree with you that. You know, the Magic, great story, young team, you know, getting their first taste of what playoff basketball is like, playing against the defending champs. This is only going to help them build for their future. You know, Jalen Suggs should be healthy and ready to go as it started training camp for next season. And if this team can stay healthy and stay intact, they could make some noise next year.
The moment that the Bucks made the trade and they ended up getting Drew Holiday out of Milwaukee, and they ended up, because they were all in on Damian Lillard. I love Dame. Dame is one of my favorite players in the league. But that's just, it's just not a good mix. It doesn't work. It doesn't fit. I think that this, the way that the Milwaukee Bucks are currently constructed, I think that this is the end of the line for them. I don't know if they're going to move Giannis. I don't know if Giannis in the offseason is going to say, I want out of Milwaukee. But this is a bad matchup with the Indiana Pacers. What do you make of that series?
Yeah, I mean, losing Chris Middleton was also a major loss for them.
Yep.
I thought even with Drew Holiday, you know, Chris Middleton was the glue guy. You know, he was that one guy. And when Giannis was not having a good game in the playoffs, or they were double teaming him, you know, Chris Middleton was that guy that could go get you 35 points. And by losing him, you know, to injuries over the last few years, now he's been traded. They just don't have that other go-to guy who can get you and play one-on-one basketball with inside the three-point line and force the defense to pay. And you know, Damian Lillard has been great offensively. We all know that. For multiple years, his game is pretty much on the outside. But at this time of the year, you need a guy that can help you get to the free throw line, and Chris Middleton is not around, so they don't have the other go-to guy that can do that for you.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, Double T, man, always a pleasure. I appreciate tapping into your basketball wisdom and mind, man. Let's get together soon.
Anytime, Blake, man.
All right.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Talk to you. That's Double T Trent Tucker joining us here on The Lake Show.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.